We all know people are flooding into this region because Seattle has jobs. So rents are rising, but so are house prices, which according to the data company CoreLogic are rising faster in Washington than in any other state. It's an unusual predicament. KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolf explains.
As renters around Seattle know, landlords have discovered that they are free to charge much more, and tenants are free to move.
That's right. Landlord's going to raise the rent regardless.
This is Myrna Belt, a longtime renter in this region.
He doesn't care about how much money you make.
In the old days, like 2010, a tenant could think about buying and maybe even do it. But now, Myrna Belt is about to find out.
I'm tired of renting. The spaces are getting too small. The landlord's charging the rent higher.
The same housing shortage that made rents expensive is pushing resale housing prices higher across King County.
We actually have come to a very critical point.
This is Zillow's economist, Svenja Goodell.
We're seeing the bottom third of people living in Seattle being shut out of the housing market completely.
It is a hell of a time for Myrna Belt to be trying to buy a home. If you have lots of money, there are plenty of homes to choose from. A lockbox outside a condo building on a tidy street in Kirkland.
All right, we're in.
Karen Balkan is an agent here. This condo is not in the starter home price range.
There's two decks. There's three decks. There are three decks. Mm-hmm. There's one off the master. And then there's
marble floors, and there's granite one. Countertops.
Look at this.
Wow.
Karen Balkan says this will list for around $850,000. Perfect for the techies who are so often her clients.
And sometimes they're tech couples.
Builders have been building high-end housing, but they haven't been building homes on the low side of the King County median, which is nearly $500,000 now. It's one of the reasons for the bidding wars we hear about, like $35,000 or $100,000 over list. It's great for sellers, but when both rents and house prices skyrocket, people get trapped.
Well, so first of all, thanks.
Myrna Belt thinks she's found a way out.
We could not be more happy about this announcement.
I'm in South Seattle, listening to a bank say it is giving people money to improve their chance at buying a home in King County. It's targeted at low and moderate income families. Patrick Yalung of Wells Fargo.
And that down payment assistance can actually be up to $7,500 as part of this program.
Belt says she expects to qualify for that money, and she says she'll search in the southern end of the county where prices tend to be lower. But would there be a point to waiting this out? Local economists say the run-up in house prices will end sometime. But how?
It needs a trigger. There has to be something.
This is Steve Lurch, a state economist.
That causes the income growth and the employment growth to go negative.
He's talking about a recession.
Right now, the longest economic expansion has been 120 months. The end of the last recession is June of 2009. So in that sense,
we'll be due for a downturn anytime around 2019. 3 years. Or the unforeseen could happen, like some sort of a tech wreck. Svenja Goodell of Zillow says she doubts a problem with a single employer would bring prices down to earth.
I don't think there'd be a tremendous impact on the housing market. Home values would certainly grow at a slower pace, but you wouldn't see home values really drop dramatically.
Myrna Belt is not interested in waiting for house prices to fall. Her apartment is too small, and she's sick of paying for parking.
We don't have time.
She says she's ready right now.
Today is godsend day for me because it's allowing me to know that I'm on the right path. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
So damn the crazy market and let the search begin. In South Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolf, KUOW News.
Better have a lot of money on hand for a down payment. The median home price in Seattle right now is nearly $565,000.